Out of the black of the western sky cometh the hour, cometh the mothership that is Coast to Coast AM. Good evening, everybody. John B. Wells in with you tonight for Ship's Captain George Norrie. When he says, Wells, report to the bridge, all I say is, sir, yes, sir. So here we are. We're going to do a few naked lines on our traditional open line evening, our Euphonic Friday. But that's going to be a little bit later because there's a whole lot of shaking going on out there, and you know about much of it. You know, I would like to say first, it's a little late, but hearts hurting and prayers going out to people who were lost in this little gang of tornadoes that descended upon the good people of Texas night before last. That was a rough run. And, you know, the Native Americans thought they were alive. And I'm not so sure they're wrong. It just seems to me that they think these tornadoes, they start off in different places and then they all like get together and then just move towards some little municipality, and some people were lost, I mean permanently, and others injured and homes destroyed, just unbelievable, just flattened. And then as quickly as it happened, it's gone. It's pretty high winds in the area this evening, it is reported, but nothing like night before last. So again, we feel you, Texas. All right, now, you know, it's been all the rage here lately. I have several news stories to discuss with you, but I'll just sprinkle them in as we go through the night rather than doing a big news segment now, because I have some big news I think that you will like to hear. First of all, let me just say that we'll be joined for the bulk of the program with Dr. Steve Pachenik. He's one of the world's most experienced international crisis managers and hostage negotiators. So that'll be fun. When you hear the rest of his bona fides, you'll be impressed and you'll enjoy hearing from him. Now, you know, when I heard this thing about Angelina Jolie and the double mastectomy and the voluntary thing and the 87% chance that she was going to develop deadly breast cancer that claims too many of our girls' lives out there, I thought, that's pretty radical. Like, really? No, certainly no pun intended. Walked right into that one, didn't I? I thought, you know, I like Angelina. She's a pilot. She's Tomb Raider. She was great in Salt. She was great in The Tourist with Johnny Depp. And weren't she and Billy Bob Thornton wearing little vials of blood around each other's necks? Isn't John Voight her dad? And isn't he kind of to the right of things and she's kind of to the left of things? And then I thought, you know, the propaganda machine frequently turns to movie people to further its agenda. I like Angelina's husband, too. I like Brad's acting very, very much. But, you know, where all of that movie star representation of agendas, which certain parties would like furthered. Alec Baldwin was at least honest about it in a commercial where he's sitting in an airliner. You might have seen it, and he starts flipping switches in the cockpit, and the pilot gets alarmed. He waves away and says, "Don't worry, I've played a pilot before." Well, yeah, but this is real. This is real, and the be brave, it's the right thing to do, it's the right choice. That's a pretty radical operation to undergo on some odds making, however they may appear to be stacked against you. So down the rabbit hole we go, and up we come with a report from the health ranger himself, Mike Adams, and he's going to fill us in on just exactly what may be behind this. Could it be that there are a few, not billion bucks, but a few trillion bucks behind this decision? Stand by, please. This is the Friday night edition of Coast to Coast AM, and we'll be right back. Last time I had the pleasure of speaking with Mike Adams, with all of you, was back on December 27, 2012. And he has a couple of websites here. Maybe you could take a look at them while we chat. Naturalnews.com and healthranger.org. He is the health ranger. He's the editor of naturalnews.com, well-known writer on topics of natural health, nutrition, and reversing serious disease with the use of plant-based medicines. But tonight, we want to talk with Mike about the possible corporate interests behind Angelina Jolie's breast surgery. Welcome, Mike. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming in.
Hi there, John. Hi. Thanks for having me back on the show. Good to be with you again. Yeah, this is a fascinating issue. On the surface, it looks like this woman is spontaneously announcing her challenging ordeal, a difficult decision. She says she had an 87% chance of breast cancer because of this gene mutation. But behind the scenes, what I began to notice is that this carefully timed and synchronized across Time Magazine, People Magazine, New York Times, and the message is a lot deeper than what we're being told. Now, her gene mutation is called the BRCA1 gene. It turns out that gene is owned by a corporation called Myriad Genetics, and it's just one gene of about 4,000 that are owned by various corporations who claim ownership over your genetic code, all of us, you, me, everybody listening.
Now, listen, you go a little bit slow because now everybody, are you getting this? This gene is owned by a corporation.
That's exactly right. The U.S. government ultimately claims 100% ownership over your genetic code because it claims the right to hand out ownership via the patent office to corporations that apply for patents on your genes. So genes that have existed in human beings since the dawn of humanity are now being claimed by these corporations, 20% today, 4,000 different genes. Now this, John, as you mentioned in the intro, this is a potentially trillion-dollar industry. The reason women have to pay $3,000 to $4,000 to get tested for this one gene mutation that Angelina Jolie keeps hyping up is because Myriad Genetics has a patent on it, and they have to be paid a huge royalty for every test that a woman undergoes. Now, the big kicker in all of this, though, is that the U.S. Supreme Court is slated to make a key decision in just a few weeks, in June. That decision will either uphold the patenting of human genes and the ownership of your body by corporations, or it will strike it down and destroy this potentially multi-trillion dollar industry. So that's what's really at stake here, John.
This is unbelievable to me. So let's see. I'm looking at your article here, and it says this has now caused women everywhere to be terrified of breast cancer through the publishing of false statistics. Are these statistics false?
They're out of date. The 87% chance that has been hyped up about this is way out of date. The more modern statistics show that this gene mutation only appears in about 1 out of 600 women, and in those women, roughly only about half of them will experience breast cancer. And even in those women, breast cancer can be prevented by suppressing the gene expression through lifestyle choices that are easy, safe, and work very well, like taking vitamin D, getting some sunlight, drinking some broccoli juice, getting some, you know, juicing vegetables, citrus fruit, red wine, resveratrol, all these things that women can do to not get breast cancer. They don't have to surgically remove their healthy breasts when they don't have a disease. That's the dangerous precedent that I think is being set here. And John, out of respect for Angelina, we wouldn't be talking about this if she hadn't made it a public issue. But she decided to make it public. She has inspired many women to go down this route, and it's a very dangerous route. Women need to know they have more options than just cutting off healthy breasts. That's not medicine. That's not prevention. It's kind of, it's insanity if you ask me. And this genetic issue behind it is very scary, that corporations can claim ownership over our bodies.
A trillion-dollar industry over just the next few years. According to your article here, it says, this is from MarketWatch. It says the world's largest maker of DNA testing and analysis tools, Life Technologies Corp, said that it's set to be acquired by Thermo Fisher Scientific for a record $13.6 billion. A race that kicked into high gear, I'm quoting, more than 26 years ago, is heating up with foreign governments and corporations joining the U.S. in funding the quest to map all the human genomes. And even as the recent flurry of mergers and acquisitions in the genomic space has spurred returns, investors still have opportunities to profit from this multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, good grief, man. This is just sick.
Where this is really going, John, this is where the $1 trillion comes into play. You know how if you pirate music, they call you a pirate and make you pay a big fine. If you download movies without permission, they call you a pirate, make you pay a big fine. In the future, in the near future, it's almost here right now, when you have a child, what are you doing? You're replicating genetic code that is patented by corporations because the patent office gave them that monopoly. So when you have a child, you will owe royalties to potentially hundreds of different companies that own the genetic code of the child you just conceived. It's total domination over humanity. It's corporate control over genetic code. It is genetic enslavement. It's a violation of human rights and reproductive rights. That's the bottom line.
This is the ultimate sickness. I think it's sicker than warfare. And part of Obamacare, pardon me, I mean the Affordable Care Act, mandates that taxpayers pay for the BRCA1 genetic testing, and it's $3,000 to $4,000 per test.
That's right. And if it wasn't for the patents and the royalties, this test might only cost $100 per test. So because of these patents, it's illegal for you to scan your own genes without paying exorbitant fees and royalties to these corporations.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you take a walk, I'll tax the street and your feet, like the old Beatles song goes. It's just, this is unbelievable to me, and I suppose... Man, I don't know where this is leading. When you consider the power of the IRS and how they'll be the enforcement arm, where this insurance that's been rammed down the nation's throat is concerned.
It's very scary, the level of domination the government has over our lives. And think about this, John. If the Supreme Court holds up this patent, this corporation owning your genes, then corporations could patent anything that already exists in the human body or in nature. They could literally patent your ears, hands, feet, hair, eye color. They could patent blades of grass, the birds that fly over your house, the insects in your yard. And they could force you to pay royalties if those insects are discovered in your yard, the same way that farmers have to pay money to Monsanto if the GMOs blow into their fields. That's where this is going. It's a genetic and intellectual property nightmare.
You know, you mentioned in your article the ACLU and the Public Patent Foundation filed a lawsuit all the way back in 2009 challenging corporate ownership of human genes. I'm taking it that it's been largely ignored. There's been no action on that suit.
There have been protests. They've already briefed the Supreme Court, and a decision is expected in just a few weeks. But in terms of the public perception of this, hardly anybody is talking about it. There's huge awareness on GMOs and Monsanto and those issues, but this corporate patenting of your genetic code is getting almost no attention, and we're almost out of time. Again, if the Supreme Court upholds this decision, there's no limit to what they can patent and how they can control you and control your reproduction. So you want to talk about, you know, Angelina Jolie likes to talk about she's empowering women. Well, wait a minute. If we want to empower women, we should set their genetic code free. So that their eggs and a man's sperm actually belong to the mom and the dad and not some corporation in Utah.
How is this, Michael, even possible? I mean, I challenge anybody to come up with anything more outrageous. Just make it up.
You know, here's what we found by observing the Obama administration is that there are no limits to the quest for power and domination over humanity. There are no limits. If you don't limit government, if you don't limit these laws, these corporations, if you don't stop these people, they will stop at nothing. That's the lesson.
You know, and the thing about it is that, and not to pick on my fellow countrymen too much. Okay, I think I will a little bit. There's such a huge percentage of people who are completely uninformed. They don't know who their representatives are. They don't know who their senators are. They don't know who their congressmen are. They don't know who the vice president is. They have no idea what happened just the last September 11th. They don't get it. They don't pay any attention to it. And yet they have the power of the vote, and they just vote. They vote with their feelings, and they go into that polling place, and they have absolutely no research whatsoever behind their decision. And it's just really sad.
Well, and on the medical front, the wool is being pulled over their eyes on so many levels. But I have to thank you, John, for being willing to cover this issue and help give it the publicity it deserves, because we all lose. all of us people, all of us human beings, men, women, even Brad Pitt loses if the Supreme Court upholds this decision. I mean, doesn't Brad Pitt think that he owns or that his children should own their own genetic code? Or does he think that if he has children, they belong to a corporation? So I would hope that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie would come to see the light on this issue and respect women's rights, human rights, and reproductive rights.
Well, just because I admire an artist's work does not mean that we're going to be taking long, warm showers together into the wee hours of the morning, politically or socially, if you'll forgive me for that somewhat graphic analogy. Say, why is there such an aversion to any kind of holistic or natural option for the treatment or prevention of these diseases? We know that they work. They've worked in other cultures. They're working in other cultures now. But there's a bit, well, I think you already answered the question. It's all about money. If you can grow a plant in your backyard that's good for you and not buy the $100 prescription, then duh.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that the primary treatments for cancer and even the primary detection technologies, mammography, mammograms emit ionizing radiation. And if you get enough of them, it will cause breast cancer. It irradiates the breast and the heart tissue. And, of course, chemotherapy, the number one side effect of chemo is cancer. It's right in the scientific literature. So they don't really want women to be cured of cancer. They just want people to sort of manage it and keep it going so that they remain profitable patients. The last thing that the cancer industry wants is for people to realize they can go out in their backyard and pick certain weeds and plants and herbs, and they can literally stop tumor growth in their own body using things that can't be patented. That's the most dangerous technology in the world, and it's the technology that Mother Nature created. And I say dangerous to the corporate interests, but of course life-saving to human beings.
And you know, there are genetic bioweapons now that actually exist. They were rumored of in these fanciful spy stories of years gone past, but the fact is that they're a reality now. And when you consider that money has become an even bigger, I think it's always been a powerful tool, but I think it is becoming ever so transparent how powerful it really is. They will stop at nothing. These corporations will stop at nothing. And let us remember, ladies and gentlemen, that corporations are not these inanimate, all-powerful entities. These corporations are made up of people. Interestingly, Mike, this is just an aside. I was talking with a close friend today about their insurance, and they mentioned that, you know, we had a well-known company. They no need to mention them now, but everybody knows them. I'll give you a hint. It's a color. and the payment was around $5 because it's a really big group policy. Well, it's gone to $73. And I said, why don't you find out why that is? So they got into it a little bit, and this was the response from the insurance company. If you're not in Washington, D.C., Virginia, or Maryland, you're considered to be out of network. Now, I wonder why that is. What goes on in those three areas? Oh, I know. Government, the security services, and all things covert.
Well, that's right. And I think that before Obama's second term is finished, we're going to see the end of Obamacare because people are going to be so freaked out by the increases in what they have to pay. 100 to 400% increases in what they're going to have to pay for insurance with less coverage of many things. And now, of course, guess what? We get to turn over our health records to the IRS. Yes, the lovely IRS, the agency that we all love and trust, that would never pry into your private lives or ask what books you read or what students you've been teaching history, right? So the IRS is going to have all our medical records starting January of next year, thanks to Obamacare.
Let me tell you something ridiculous. It's, you know, people say, oh, the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report is an aggregate site that has, you know, fully half of all the news organizations on earth listed there. It's not one entity putting out all of these stories. They come from everywhere. And this is from the Washington Examiner. Congressman says IRS asked pro-life group about the content of their prayers.
I saw that. I saw that on Drudge. Yes. Now, you see where that goes? Thought.
No, I do. Mike, thank you very much for coming on the program on such short notice, but I just had to talk to you and get you with the people, the Coast people out there, to get this information to them. We'll stay in touch with you, and as soon as something breaks with this Supreme Court decision, I hope you'll come back on, okay?
Be happy to, John. Thanks, and take care.
That's Mike Adams. Check out his websites, naturalnews.com, healthranger.org. And stand by, because Dr. Steve Pichenik is coming up next on Coast to Coast AM. That's a little tune from the Electric Light Orchestra. Don't hear too much out of those fellas anymore, but what an amazing band they are. However, while the premise of this song called Poker is about everybody going to burn down, you know, I was speaking, a fellow that filled in for me one night, he's a very nice guy, and he does his own show up in the Twin Cities, called Darkness Radio. His name is David Schrader. And we were having a chat a couple of weeks ago. He asked me to come on, and we had asked him to come on Coast, and he did a great job that night. And during the course of our chat, he asked me if I thought that we were entering a different level of darkness. And I don't have very many original thoughts, but or original articulations of thoughts, but I thought I would just share with you what David and I discussed, which is that I believe what we have done when we were is to actually awaken. The awakening that we wanted in 2012, I believe it has occurred. And I believe that what we have awakened to is that we have been and currently are shrouded in darkness. The good part is that it's just squid ink. It's just smoke. The light is there. And the more conversations like these that we have, the more aware we become, the more we awaken, the brighter the light gets. All right, let's do this real quickly and then come back with our guest tonight, Dr. Steven Pichenik. You're going to like this. I think we need his skills now, maybe more than ever. This is Coast to Coast AM. Please stand by. John B. in with you tonight for George Norrie. Pleasure to be with you. Dr. Steve Pichenik was the first psychiatrist ever to receive a PhD focusing on international relations. During his career as a senior State Department official, Dr. Pichenik utilized his unique abilities and expertise to develop strategies and tactics that were instrumental in resolving major conflicts in Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, Europe, and the United States. He is currently an advisor to the Department of Defense. And just looking at his professional life history and early life and education, born in Cuba, parents from Russia and Poland, reared in France, the man gets around. Welcome to the program, Stephen. It's great to have you here.
Well, John, I got to tell you, it's quite a surprise and a great honor for me to be on again. Let me just tell you that I didn't expect to say what I'm about to say, because I'm supposed to come on and talk about the complicity and the collusion and the corruption of the government. But your former guest, Michael, is absolutely correct, as you are, John. I happen to be the co-founder and creator with my partner, John Newstead, who was on your show previously a year ago, who's a naturopath of a holistic company. And we do deal with cancer. And what Michael said and what you said, John, is absolutely correct. I absolutely was shocked that he came on the show and said exactly what I've been saying when I heard about the BRCA1, BRCA2, which I've known about for 30 years in genetic studies, because as an MD and an entrepreneur, I had started up a genetic company 30, 40 years ago. But what Michael said is absolutely correct. The genetic industry is a trillion-dollar industry. But what's worse, in terms of cancer, it is absolutely useless. Having a genetic marker, even a BRCA1 marker or BRCA2 for $3,000 to $4,000, which is patented, and its value is really less than 100, its real value in terms of determining your outcome for cancer is minimal. Now, you don't have to believe me. I'm an MD. I was trained at Cornell and Harvard. But more importantly, I developed a company called MBI Health, NB bihealth.com. And your guests and your audience can go to that site and look at our MK4, which we developed for osteoporosis. I didn't mean to come on the show to talk about this, but I couldn't help it, John, because you've done such a brilliant job, along with Michael, of explaining something that's very serious that I have to interject my point of view. And we created MBI Pharma. All of the information about cancer and health products, particularly MK4, which is a form of vitamin K2, for which we, John and I, Newstead, received what was called an orphan drug designation for the treatment of acute myelocytic leukemia and myelodysplastic syndrome, meant that the FDA said to us, we are in a special category. We did not need a patent. We did not request a patent because MK4 is a natural product. It's a trademark of NBIHealth.com. But we were allowed, if we went through several tests of the FDA, to basically bring it to market. Now, here's the irony, and here's the story, the real-life story of why this business of cancer and genetic engineering is a very dangerous business, not only dangerous in terms of the false profits that it's creating, and they're multiple, they're in the trillions of dollars, Michael's correct, but also it's dangerous to your health. I'll give you an example. JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine Association, said repeatedly in three different articles that a diagnostic determinant or a biomarker for a cancer is not necessarily predictive of that cancer, because cancers are multi-determinant, just as Michael said. What's involved is lifestyle, nutrition, stress, everything we talked about in my pharma, NBI Pharma. We received that designation, but we couldn't get the $7 to $10 million that we needed to bring it to market, even though we had everybody on board. Why could not we receive that? Because we said that a natural product, MK4, which is part of our MK4 mini nutrients and NBIHealth.com, was a natural product. It did not need a patent. It was a natural product in the state, and therefore it was looked at by the FDA as a natural product that could treat the acute myelocytic leukemia, MDS, which occurs after a treatment of a radiation or chemotherapy on a patient. In other words, what happens after a patient goes into the hospital and receives chemotherapy and or radiation, they eventually develop what's called myelodysplastic syndrome, acute myelocytic leukemia. For that disease, John Newstead and I, as physicians, developed a company which used MK4 to treat people. We treated them at doses of 45 to 90 to 135 milligrams, and they improved. We had a 30-40% improvement rate based on anecdotal material, and we have it on our website. But the point was that we could not use it officially as a medicine because we did not go through the kabuki of putting through a rat test, a dog test, and acquiring all the agents of influence that the FDA wanted. Who were the agents of influence? Oncologists and hematologists who were paid to basically say, yes, this is a good product, and you have to check off the boxes to get it through the FDA. Instead of going through the FDA, John Newstead and I decided to give the entire information to the world for free, and we've been called all over South Africa, Australia, about the treatment of acute myelocytic leukemia, about the use of MK4 for osteoporosis instead of bisphosphonates. Now, I didn't expect to talk about this, but since you brought it up, it's part of this issue of corruption, deceit, and profits. And it's rampant in the medical community, which knows very well that they're doing procedures that are unnecessary. This bilateral mastectomy is totally unnecessary. For whatever reason, Angelina Jolie did it. That's her personal reasons, but she made it a public issue. I think it's a very dangerous issue because women will go in and demand a bilateral mastectomy as a preventative measure. That has no correlation with the occurrence of a cancer. It turned out her mother had ovarian cancer, which metastasized. If you have a BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene, that just simply means that you have a predisposition. However, there are other factors like stress. if increased stress and 24-hour days of work or increased problems in your household or marriage occur, that will decrease your immune system. The real issue is, how do you take care of your body in the full concept of health, foods, nutrition? Doctors don't have a concept of nutrition. In 8 years of medical school and other postgraduate school, I never heard the word nutrition once. I never heard the word about natural cares. I never heard the word about a holistic approach. That just is not part of the vocabulary of the MD. Now, I don't say this with any sense of denigration of my field. Doctors go through and basically treat symptoms. We don't prevent things. And what Michael said and what you said, John, is right on the mark, and I hope your audience is listening, because we created NBI Health for that very reason. I was tired of women taking Boniva, Actinel, Physomax, which was creating more fractures than they were preventing. And in turn, we found the studies from Japan that showed MK4 in doses of 45 milligrams a day taken by pill with no side effects, came out of Japan, reduced fractures by 87%. But MDs didn't want to believe it. Your audience and those in the and the educated consumer who's reading the internet, and that's where I agree with you, John, it is a new day. The light is coming forth. People are beginning to understand they have to be empowered and take care of their own health and their own body politics. Once they began to understand that Actinel, Physomax, Boniva were really dangerous and created osteonecrosis of the jaw, about 4 to 8% of all people going to dentists will have a destroyed jaw because of the products they take. They have to take MK4 as a preventative measure, and dentists are using it. So now we go back to natural products in order to prevent not only osteoporosis, but in order to treat acute myelocytic MDS. But for me to get it to a market to make $1.4 billion, which was evaluated, and instead of charging the $40,000 that the companies were charging for chemotherapy every 2 weeks, I was charging only $69 a month. And I said, this is the only way to go to the people. Let the people determine their own care. Let them read the content and let them go on the website like NBIHealth.com. But I'm so glad you guys brought it up, because I was totally taken aback that this publicity machine or the propaganda machine was going forth. But Michael was absolutely correct. It is a disastrous industry. Now, let me tell you how disastrous it is and what type of a collusion, not conspiracy, but collusion there is between our senators and our legislators and the famous biotech companies. The two most famous biotech companies are Amgen and Genentech, and they like to tell you that they really are the future. What they have done is to create products that are exceedingly expensive and can be easily substituted for far less expensive drugs. But more importantly, despite the fact that they make very high profits on products that we don't often need, they are now asking a request from Senator Max Baucus, who's head of the Senate Finance Committee, for $500 million in support financing because they want to go state to state. And so Michael's point of the patent of the genetic elements is very correct. What's even more important is that JAMA and I and Dr. Newstead and others know very well that the genomic studies, the genome that was done at NIH 20 years ago by Watson and others, is totally useless. The fact that we know that there's a gene that can cause, let's say, Alzheimer's, doesn't mean you can treat the Alzheimer, but it does mean that if you empower yourself and you take a product that we have by chance at NBI Health, Mitofort, which has huperzine A, you have a much better chance of increasing your memory capacity. And if you take, if you do studies and if you do intensive exercises, we know there's neuronal plasticity, which is not taken into account into a genetic marker. So I just want to thank you and Michael for bringing forth this incredible story, which is absolutely true. Obamacare will destroy the medical field. I will tell you now, our premium, our insurances went up. I, who am on Medicare, have been given generic drugs, two of which were totally worthless. One was made in India, and I returned it back to CVS, and I told them that because I'm in the business of nutraceuticals, I knew this product didn't have potency or purity. purity. I could taste it. It was a product that had diesel on it. It had a very poor taste and odorous. And CVS pharmacists agree with me. It was developed by Mylan Pharmaceuticals, and it was bought because it's cheap. But it was not effective. It was the same thing with another product I had. So I had to go back to the full label ones that were made, which were fortunately made, even though they're more expensive, by our own companies in the United States. I think it's important for your audience to understand that most of the ingredients that come in from India are highly contaminated, as well as they are from China.
And this is pretty strong stuff, Steve.
I'm sorry.
No, keep going. Keep going. This is pretty strong stuff.
Well, we have to understand that most of the products cannot be tested by the FDA because they don't have enough inspectors in China or in India to evaluate the contaminated ingredients of what's called the generic products. And the big makers of generic is Teva from Israel and other companies like Mylan here Pharmaceutical, which says it's made in the United States, but not really so. If you look at the label, ingredients are from India. So the American public and your audience has to be aware of one thing. What are you taking into your mouth? Who's overseeing it? Make sure you understand what's in that pill, be it a vitamin, be it a medicine. For example, in our vitamins, we take four pills a day, which contains all kinds of minerals. It contains all kinds of antioxidants at the clinical dose, not at the FDA-requested dose, but at the clinical dose. So Pfizer, that creates one-a-day vitamin, is lying. When they say to you, and they say to people under the age of 50, that we have a vitamin that you can take just one a day and can fulfill your needs for that day of the vitamin requirements. It's not true. It fulfills the needs of what Pfizer determines that vitamin to be. But there's no way that you can fulfill the clinical doses that are required, where we in NBI Health and my partner, Dr. John Neustadt, who's an MD and a biochemist before and a botanist, basically formulated four pills in order to get the requirements that you need in minerals, antioxidants, and other elements. So the point is here that America is awakening, thanks to programs like yours, George Noory, and others, because they're beginning to understand the government is there no longer to serve them. The government is treating us as if we're dumb rummies. They're treating us with denial, distortion, deception, all across the board. And in medicine, where our health is the most important, the greatest profit margin of all, and this was told to me by the great liberal congressman in Congress, who said to me that there were more profits in the pharmaceutical industry than there was in oil. Now, that's an amazing concept to think about. Yet
that's
when I realized
strong.
That the same company that was making my MK4 from Japan was not using my product in the United States, even though it was a medicine. In Japan, they were making a comparable anti-cancer chemotherapy that they were charging $40,000 for instead of charging the $69 that I charge for this, for a similar product, which is more effective, MK4. But they were using Dacogen, which was using it as an anti-cancer drug and basically destroying the cells, the healthy cells in the body, and creating new cancer cells. So that eventually people would have to come to us to use the MK4 that this very company, Eisai, was putting out in other places in the world. But we, Dr. Neustadt and I, could use that as a vitamin and not a drug. So this goes back to the entire issue of what you have been talking about brilliantly, John Noory has been talking about, Michael, and that is big government. Big government is totally dysfunctional now. Ironically, I'm coming in at a point where I'm in the business as an entrepreneur of creating holistic medicine. But as you said correctly, I come out of the past of having been a deputy assistant secretary of state under Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Bush. Having been in that business, I understood very well what has been happening to our society, how a man like Obama has become a man who has really expounded the very virtues that he doesn't believe in. When he talks about transparency, he exploits secrecy. When he talks about efficiency, he really embraces dysfunctionalism. When he talks about competency and accountability, there is no competency and accountability. In other words, Obama, be you Republican or Democrat, is an Orwellian dream. He is born and bred, and I said this from the very beginning, of the CIA. His mother, Ann Dunham, was a woman who was trained as an anthropologist and was sent to Indonesia in the 1950s and 60s.
Now, hold on a second, Steve. We got to take a hard break, but you got to stick around for a while. Dr. Steve Pachinik will be back on Coast to Coast AM. Wells in for Nori. Stand by. More to come.